This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
In this video, I'm going to share three key positions that you need within your agency to scale. Check it out. So three key positions, and then the order at which I think you need to hire them to grow and scale your digital marketing agency so that you can create more freedom. Number one is operations and delivery management. The very first thing you want to get yourself out of is the doing of the work. So regardless of what you're doing in your agency, whether you're doing websites or SEO or pay-per-click or Facebook ads management or content creation, whatever the mix is, if you're still personally doing that work, like you're building the website or you're writing the content or you're setting up the funnel, that means you're doing a job and not running a business. And so you might have to do it at the very, very beginning, but one of the first things you need to remove yourself from is the doing of the work. Now, there are people that are excellent at each of these different things that you can hire. In addition to that, you want to remove yourself from the management of that work as well. So ideally, as you get to a certain level within your agency, you want to put an operations or project manager in place that's managing the team of people that are doing the work. I think that's mission critical and the number one thing you need to remove yourself from if you truly want to scale your digital marketing agency without becoming bottlenecked, without working 40 to 60 hours every single week. Position number two is account management. So as you grow the business, and if you want to retain your client base, you're going to need to be meeting with the clients, right? You're meeting with them on a monthly basis, reviewing the reports, showing them the value, seeding the vision, engaging with them as they ask questions and as they need feedback. And when you start the business, usually you're the person selling the client and then you're the person managing the relationship. Ideally, you're not doing the work. But if you want to scale, you need to also remove yourself from that account management aspect within the business, because typically at around 17 to 20 clients, if you're the owner and you're still managing the clients and you're still selling the business, you're gonna start to bottleneck because those clients should be met with every month. They've got questions that come in throughout the month. It's almost a full-time job by the time you get to 17 clients, plus you're selling, plus you're doing all this other work. So really what I find, there's a sticking point for agencies when they get to about 15 to 20 clients under management, on retainers. They have to decide, do I hire for this position and remove myself from account management, or do I just kind of stay where I'm at, knowing that they won't have the time or the bandwidth or the creative energy to continue to position themselves, to continue to grow the agency. And so mission critical that you've got a good process to, first of all, mentally recognize, I'm not going to do account management, but then to hire, train, onboard, and manage an account management team so that they can hold the standard, so that they can retain and create a better relationship experience than even you can as the owner within the business. So first position, account management. First position, operations management. Second position, account management. Third position, in my mind, is a personal assistant or a marketing support person. There's a famous quote that says, if you don't have an assistant, you're the assistant. And so usually you're gonna start to get bogged down with paperwork, with administration, with travel booking, with paying bills and things like that. And if you don't have an assistant that's dedicated to checking your inbox, dealing with the administration, dealing with those types of things, you'll find your day filled with $6 to $7 an hour tasks or $10 an hour tasks, when you as the owner, you know, you should be a much higher value to your organization than that. And one of the most important things you can do is create the mental freedom to know you've got your time focused on the things that are gonna move the business forward. Strategic relationships, seeing the vision for the organization, innovating what you do from a delivery perspective for your clients, managing and leading your team. And so, if you're super busy clicking the buttons and following up on minutia, you're not gonna be able to do that at the highest level possible. One of the most freeing things that you can put in place is a marketing assistant and or a personal assistant that can free your time. And so when I say this marketing assistant, there's certain marketing tasks that you should be doing to grow your agency, right? You should be doing webinars on a monthly basis. You should be identifying speaking opportunities. You should be running your podcast and syndicating the content. A lot of that is you being on camera. It's you being on the stage. It's you being out in front. But behind that, the backstage stuff, which is setting up the webinar, setting up the promotional sequence, making the connections, managing the follow through and follow up after a podcast or after a webinar, that will start to bog you down. And so having a marketing support person that's dedicated to you that can also manage your email inbox and handle some of the administrative things within your business is mission critical. And you know, there's a great book on this topic by Dan Martell, which is Buy Back Your Time. And Dan really advocates for the first position you should hire for is this administrative support person to free up your capacity. And then as you grow, then you hire those other functional areas within the business. Personally, this was the order that I did it, but I like the idea if you've got the financial capacity to hire a dedicated either virtual assistant or, you know, somebody that can be your support mechanism a little bit earlier, that will absolutely help you out. So those are the top three positions that you need to really scale your agency. I'm going to throw in a bonus, and this would be position number four that I think you want to hire for somewhere around $500,000 to $1 million in annualized revenue, and that is the sales position. Usually, if you grew a successful agency, you got really good at selling, having those one-on-one conversations with the clients, seeing the kind of the frustration with what they're doing in their business today, where there's room for improvement, and you got good at selling. And oftentimes we feel like we have to hold on to that, right? We need to at least be doing the sales within the business. Otherwise, what's our value in the organization? And I can tell you, you can definitely find someone to sell within your agency, especially if you've got an inbound process, you've got prospects scheduling it on a consistent basis. But it's one of the most freeing feelings in the world. The day that clients are signing up on retainer without you personally having to have met with them or without you personally having to have had that conversation. And this is really when I think you start to get to a scaled state within your agency, when sales are being closed by somebody other than you, and then they're being onboarded by an account manager and they're being managed by an account manager that's managing the relationship and it's available to keep things on rails. And then the operations and deliveries being done at a world-class level where you're delivering for the clients, but you aren't personally doing that work and you aren't personally or even managing the work that has to get done. That's when you've moved from an operator within your agency to being the true CEO of a business that can grow and scale without you. And so those are the top three positions. I threw in a fourth bonus. Let me know if you have any questions on this or any thoughts on like what the positions are, how you hire for these positions, how you find quality talent. I would say tactically speaking, the first step I want you to take to roll this out would be to map out an accountability chart or an organizational chart that shows all the key functions within your business and who sits in those seats today, so that as you grow and as you scale, you can see these are the three or four positions I'm going to hire for, and these are the people that I need to place within the organization to create that level of freedom. I've got a great step-by-step training document that walks you through kind of the key positions as you scale from, you know, startup to struggle to stability to scale. It talks about how many people you should probably have on the team and some of the key psychological things you're looking for as you hire and as you place those roles. If you want to access that, you can go to sevenfigureagency.com/scale. That's sevenfigureagency.com/scale. There's a training as well as a step-by-step checklist that you can walk yourself through to figure out how to truly scale your agency. So would love to know your thoughts and or questions. Please post them in the comments. If you got value from today's video, press the like button. If you happen to be listening to this on Apple or on one of the podcast networks, would love it if you'd go on to Apple and post a review. That would be the best thing you could do to show appreciation for the content that we're rolling out. Go post a review, and thanks so much for watching. I look forward to talking with you again soon.